Then Hip Hop album review, Czarface, Inspector Deck, 7L, and Esoteric. On Friday, I was having a conversation with Ken. And I was basically, we were going back and forth. And this is the type of hip hop that I like it. I don't love it. It's not my favorite form of hip hop. Because I feel it's very emotionless. Like, these guys are spitters that are rapping about what they will do to you on the mic. This, that, and the third. Crazy shit that they can do. You know, obviously there's a whole bunch of comic book references and stuff like that. Like, they're superheroes. And that's cool because I respect hip-hop. I love hip-hop. So I respect the artistry that it takes to have the type of flow and the lyrics. But at the same time, there's no emotion behind it. So that's the reason why, for me, I always just say it's dope. And this is another one of them dope albums. I like it, but I don't have an emotional connection to it because a lot of the shit that they rapping about, you can't do. But you know, on the flip side, it's just like a Rick Ross. All of the shit he rapping about, he ain't do either. So, you know, that's why I like Rick Ross, because of his flow, because of how he sounds. And these guys, I don't put them in the same lane or the same category, but it's like the same reasons why I like them. So yeah, man. So, you know, like, for me, it's just emotionless hip hop. And that's the reason why I just, it's hard for me to connect and give you guys more outside than it's dope. Like, it's just a whole, again, it's another one of them New York hip hop type albums with a whole bunch of dope lyricists that are spitting some crazy fire. The flows are amazing. Like, Air 'Em Out, which is the second track after the intro. Man, I thought I was waiting for MOP to come on that bitch. Like, you know how they come in hard as fuck. I love the energy on that track. I love the MOP. You know, I kind of wish one of them niggas was on there. Just because. Yeah, just because it was so, it's such an MOP type of track. But the Savagely Attack with Ghostface. Woo! Yo, that was a Wu-Tang classic beat to me. I love Ghostface. Ghostface is my favorite Wu-Tang artist. He just, Ghostface, Raekwon, then Meth. Those are my top three. And then the track with Action Bronson. It's raw.
It's raw.
Like this shit is dope. But what else do you want FIFO to tell you, man? What else do you want me to say? The beats are New York. The lyrics are dope. The fuck else you want, man? These niggas, they're giving you that 90s type boom bap gritty New York style hip hop, and they all do it right. Like, Rock Marciano's verse was nasty. Yeah, on Cement Threes. You know, look, man, you got a whole bunch of spitting ass lyricists on this album, and I think it was dope through and through.
Dope.
Shit, dope.
Shit. You know, like FIFO, initially I thought this was going to be like a rappity rap album. But surprisingly, I really liked this a lot more than I thought I would. You know, I thought I was going to definitely, you know, rap and it's beats dope and, you know, it's cool, blah, blah, blah. But the comic book nerd in me listened to all these different type of references in it, just, and the way he was flipping it. And
like the Galactus line?
Man.
That was nice. Did you catch that? I grew up on the tape that was the same color as Galactus. Galactus is purple.
Oh,
purple tape. I was like, that was nice. I figured you might catch that.
Man,
I forgot you're not a nerd.
Like, see, those type of things is what make this album to me, you know, I don't want to say special, but it's what makes it so great to me, because there are a lot of things that when he says it, I immediately catch up on. I was like, oh, that's dope. This dope. You know, Alien Fly got the Men in Black chasing me. There was so many dope lines in this motherfucking album. And it's like, where do you begin? But, you know, you kind of expect that, right? You know, rappity rap album. But what really sold this album to me was the production, because I thought the production was just immaculate. Because it's how you can have a bunch of East Coast beats, but they differ in style throughout the album. And they don't sound similar. Like, the one with Esquire on it. You know, doesn't sound like anything like the one with Action Bronson on it. Yep. Or the one with the third track. What was the third track? I'm sorry. The third track that was on it.
Wasn't the third track the Cement track?
Cement 3s. And when Cement 3s came on, that's when I was like, okay, wait a second. This shit might be 7L, something special.
Dude, yeah, he did.
Yeah, 7L went fucking ape on this fucking production, man. And throw that in with all the MCs, you got a masterpiece. You got a masterpiece for me. I thoroughly enjoyed this album.
Like, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it's a masterpiece, but I really, really enjoyed this album a lot. From the album cover to the beats, the flow. I'm glad, you know, Inspector Deck got some steam back, got some fire back up under him from this album. Because, you know, he was kind of losing... He was losing steam as a solo artist for a minute. People weren't really talking about it. Well, I know people I know was talking about it, but he lost some steam. And I'm glad with this album, with this, you know, with rhyming with Esoteric and with 7L Production, Inspector Deck rhyme, like, damn it, this is 95 again. Damn it, I'm on top. You know what I'm saying? So everything. World War 4, I'm surprised you haven't. Nasty. I'm surprised you none of y'all haven't mentioned that track. I mean, I know we haven't got the mic yet, but I'm surprised y'all haven't talked about that track. The way they was going back and forth and spitting nasty flows, oh my god, that just took me back to when I was a teenager listening to the type of hip hop. That's the type of hip hop that I love, man. And yeah, shout out to that whole album. I mean, I ain't gonna say it's a masterpiece. But damn, it's a good album, Ken. I mean, masterpiece is a strong word. I don't want to argue and laugh with him because I'm in pain. But you know what I'm saying?
It's so good.
And then another thing I like about this album too is that, you know, it has features, but it's not overwhelming. And the features, everybody did their thing. Like, nobody came like whack. Like, it was not a whack feature. Vinny Paz probably had one of my favorite verses on the album as well. Vinny Paz killed it. And your boy, man, MFing, motherfucking the squad, man.
Yeah.
He did his thing,
like,
too,
how they
man.
The
yeah,
though,
I was like, oh, is this I'm like, I'm like, 7L is doing his thing, man. Yeah. And then the way he was just chasing them hi-hats, man, on them floor, I was like, damn, man, Squire doing his thing, man. And Ghostface did his thing.
There you are, man.
Yeah, this whole album, like I said, from the features, the way Inspector Deck sounded like he was, you know, I guess you want to say hungry again, or like, I guess kind of seemed like he wanted to prove himself on his album, you know, on this project. And I felt he did a good job. Not taking nothing away from Hysteria. He did his thing too. Like, I don't want to take nothing away from that. You know what I'm saying? But Inspector Deck I was like, damn, Inspector, you acting like this is your project up in this bitch for real. So, but other than that, man, I love this album, man. Like I said, from the album cover, the beats, the rhymes, the features. You know, my boy Rock Marciano came through and delivered a verse. Like, you know, I'm a huge Rock Marciano fan. He did his thing, but I liked it, man. This project is thumbs up for me. Love it.
This is pretty much what I expected. I wasn't surprised by this album. The only thing I was slightly surprised by was 7L's beats. And, I mean, I'm a huge 7L Esoteric fan, and I think y'all are sleeping on my man's beats, because dude is crazy on the boards. Even on their worst album, which to me was The New Dope, his beats were still nice. But this, I didn't expect those dark, menacing, just grimy beats, because he doesn't normally do that. He definitely does boom bap hip hop, that more upbeat, but this was a new sound for him. So that was the only thing that surprised me. Esso has always been nice with the flow, with the lyric. The dude has some of the best breath control of anybody I've heard in hip hop. Like, you can't even hear him ever take a breath. Like, he just, when his verse starts, you just hear words the whole time. Yes, it's like, when did you stop? What are you doing? Yes.
You gotta take a breath at one point.
You hear that.
Yeah, you hear it on both MCs, but
that's just annoying to me. Yeah. Like, when you hear, I think it's dope. I think that means you're passionate when you're rhyming.
But
I like that.
Overall, I think this album was definitely, man, now I see why Ken like it so much. Look at his boots.
He's
a superhero.
No, this is definitely like that old 99.
Stop, man.
Now, as far as Inspector Deck, I agree. It was nice to have some fire back in him, because he was sleeping a little bit for a minute. Like, his last couple projects were not that interesting. But I still think Esoteric edged him out.
Not taking away from him.
No, but you know, he had some nice lines, but Esso was just like every song. Was just like line after line after line after line. And it was like, God damn. But did you read how they made this? Like, you know how some people do collaborative albums? They'll record their shit and then they just email the shit off.
It, yeah.
These dudes recorded in the same room. At least that's what I read. I don't know if that's definitely true, but that's what it said. They recorded in the same room. So they're bouncing off of each other, man. The whole album to me was like lyrical ping pong. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The whole fucking thing. So, yeah, man. These guys definitely went in. They made a great boom bap album without sounding too boom bap to where it won't be interesting. And man,
the new boom bap shit.
It's the new boom bap shit. Now, I love that. But Esoteric has been doing this shit. He's not new. He's been around for years doing this shit. And I knew since they did Speaking Real Words, I was like, at some point, these guys have to do another track at least. So I was happy to hear they did a whole album. Right. Every song I was listening to, man, it was just like, I could not believe all the fucking lines that Esoteric still has. If you have this many albums, how do you still have this many quotables still sitting in your fucking head? You know, like
some people are born to do that shit, man.
That's
some
just that's crazy to me. Like, I put science in my bars, like Ivy League pubs, and the shit about I got the heat on deck, like INS with a tool. Like, he just had so many lines, but I felt bad for Inspector Deck after a while, because it was like, man, I was listening to it, I was like, I got all these Esso quotes and I don't really have any INS quotes. But then even Ghostface came in with the bath salts line. I almost fucking wrecked my car again, man. That shit was crazy. I attack you like a nigga on bath salts. Bite your face off, leave your body on asphalt. Man, Dexter got some fire in him. Don't sleep on Inspector Deck, man. He still got some fire in him. So yeah.
Thought it was dope.
I thought it was dope. It's dope. You know, it's dope. Yeah. You know,
how many total MCs are on this project?
Like 10, 12, something like that. All of them did their fucking thing. All of them did their thing. Beginning to end. In all honesty, this right here really bumps in the whip. And this right here is really, right now, I definitely have it in my rotation. I'm really bumping Czarface in the whip. It's not just, you know, something that's just gonna come on about. Now I'm really bumping this shit, man. It's just really dope.
Love it, man. From the beats to the rhymes to the concept to everything on this album, you know, I love, man. And I think they did a fantastic job of putting this album together. And it sounds like it's really, really, you know, they really thought this thing through. And I marvel at the job that they've done, you know. So, outstanding job, man. I think everybody should definitely go pick this album up. You know, it's a boom bap album without having that stereotypical boom bap sound. And, you know, production is definitely varied throughout the whole album, which keeps it interesting to the ears. Because after some point, and we talked about it, you know, we've talked about it on a couple of other projects we reviewed, you know, it sounds like we hear the same beats over and over and over again. You know, and this is in the same area, but they're different, so it's almost like you get something new each and every time you listen to the track that comes afterwards. So I heavily fucks with it. Pick it up, it's just dope.
I can say, you know, I love this project. Thing I also, I didn't want to cut Mike off though, the thing I liked about it too is that, you know, this collaboration didn't seem forced at all. Mm-hmm. This collaboration did not seem so forced. Everything seemed natural about this project, from everything, from both of the MCs. You can tell that they was comfortable rhyming, you know, with each other or against each other. You know, they probably was rhyming against each other, which definitely is also could be a good thing too. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. So that's one thing I do like about this project a lot. So shout out to Spec Deck and Esoteric, the Boston Duel, doing their thing, man. So shit, shout them out. I love it. Cop this album. Support the artist.
Definitely enjoyed this. I've been a huge fan of Esoteric and 7L for a long time, from Speaking Real Words to Soul Purpose to Dangerous Connection. It was nice to see SO putting something else out again with 7L on the boards. And it was nice to see Inspector Deck coming out the fucking shadows real quick and slapping y'all and letting you know that he's not dead, you know. Oh, shout out to Capadonna too for putting out a nice verse. But anyway, yeah, it was a fucking nice album. Like B said, it definitely didn't sound forced. It sounded like they were really into this. They took this seriously. If you're into fucking lyrical dueling, then give this a shot, man. And to piggyback off everybody once again, shout out to fucking 7L on those beats. Because you did your fucking thing, man. You did your fucking thing. So, two thumbs up.
Pick it up!
Pick it up!